Nolte, Harris Faulkner issues awkward statement about Gingrich Soros fiasco. By John Nolte on September 17, 2020. The Fox News Channel's Harris Faulkner issued a bizarre statement Thursday, one day after an unforgivable debacle involving former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. On Wednesday, Gingrich appeared on Outnumbered and accurately tied the nearly 4 months of rioting to leftist billionaire George Soros, who, over the past few years, has gone into a number of states to financially back progressive prosecutors, the very people making all this rioting possible. Bottom line, these Soros-backed prosecutors are making the nonstop riots possible because they refuse to prosecute the rioters. This revolving door is deliberate, and is meant to not only keep the rioters rioting, but to encourage those who would normally fear prosecution to come out and riot. After Gingrich stated this fact on Fox's Wednesday edition of Outnumbered, co-host Melissa Francis said, "I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this." Gingrich responded, again with 100% accuracy, "He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss that fact that millions of dollars?" "No, he didn't," Marie Harf interjected with fake news. "I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation." "Okay, so it's verboten," Gingrich said of the truth, meaning the truth is forbidden on Fox News. This was followed by a whole lot of awkward pauses. Anyone who wants to know just how stupid this all was, need only click right here. Did you click there? If not, you really should click there because that's a Fox News story about how George Soros-backed prosecutors are now pushing for new practices that could see sharp reductions in prosecutions and incarcerations in the wake of the George Floyd riots. Did you click? Please click. Because the name George Soros is right there in the Fox News headline. What's more, my guess is that if you ask George Soros, he would be very proud to admit he backed prosecutors like St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who filed felony charges against Mark and Patricia McCloskey, but none against the mob of marauders who broke into their property and threatened to rape and kill them. Anyway, here is Faulkner's bizarre attempt to clean this mess up. As you can see, there was no apology. No apology to Gingrich or viewers. A lot of bragging, though. A whole lot of bragging. So we had a little incident on the Who yesterday that was not smooth. And while I was leading that segment, we had an eruption and I sat silently while all of that played out. Also, not ideal. Our guest, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is beloved, needed to be allowed to speak with the openness and the respect that the show is all about was interrupted. Do we debate with fire here? Yes. But we must also give each other the space to express ourselves. As the only original member of the six-year-old amazing daytime ride known as Outnumbered, I especially want to rock and roll with every voice and perspective at the table. We don't censor on this show. And that's why we're winning weekdays at noon. What kind of crap is that? First off, Speaker Gingrich is owed an apology. A big one. For speaking the truth, he was embarrassed and shamed out loud, while the subtext screamed that he was a bigot because George Soros is Jewish and left-wing and therefore off-limits. Secondly, what happened? Why did this happen? Will someone please tell us why this happened? Finally, can we talk about George Soros now on Fox News? We still don't know. Honestly, I have no idea why anyone watches Fox News anymore. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.